the Antiwhite system and tune in to the Pearl White system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 13th of May 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, we're going to continue on from last Friday's story today with similar subject matter. You will remember that story was about a teacher that had confused a child about his gender. And this is becoming more and more common. And what we've got today, we've got children being confused about their gender by their foster parents. So don't forget, these children have been taken from their real parents. They're then put with foster parents. They're divorced from their real family. And they've got nobody that they can go to. The only people that they can go to are the very people that are doing this damage to them. It's absolutely sick how anyone can do this to a child. And as we see, there are more and more reports coming out of people standing up against this, like the father who's being sued by the wife to pay for the five-year-old child to have hormone treatment, and the father says that the child is just a happy little boy. We had a child in Britain last year who just wanted to play football, and the mother was actually found guilty of trying to turn him into a little girl. I mean, we have so many problems with hormones in the environment. We have problems with fish that are showing intersex characteristics and lowering sperm levels, and it's all caused by the amount of estrogen that's in the environment. And instead of fighting against that, instead of saying, look, we've got a serious problem with this, and we've got a serious problem with men and women, boys and girls, being confused about their gender, and instead of having rigid gender roles and encouraging boys to be boys and putting things in place to encourage them to be boys, we're encouraging them to be confused about who they are. We're encouraging them to have mental problems for the rest of their lives and mutilate themselves. I saw a tweet, I think it was on Red Ice over the weekend, of somebody that had an orchidectomy. They'd had their testicles chopped off. And of course, once they had their testicles chopped off, their sex drive was gone. And it was the sex drive that was telling them that they should really be a girl because they sexually enjoy dressing up as a girl. And all that was gone once they cut their testicles off. And of course, you can't go back then. You can't get a testicle implant once they're gone. And what we've got here is foster children. And the foster parents are doing it to the children. A boy of 3 was dressed in a girl's uniform for school after living with foster parents whose own son transitioned to being female at the age of 7. So at three years old, these lunatics think that they can determine whether somebody has gender dysphoria and is confused about their gender or not. And don't forget, this is going to be a troubled child that is being fostered at the age of 3, and they're just making his problems all the worse. You don't know your mind when you're a child. You don't know your mind when you're an adolescent. You don't really know your mind until you're 18 years old, 21 in some cases. And little boys, they like to smell flowers. They like to play with toys. It doesn't matter if they're girls' toys or boys' toys. Just toys they like to play with. You can't make a determination like this at the age of 3. And what they're doing is they're reinforcing the confusion by dressing him up in a girl's uniform and rewarding him for doing that and patting him on the head for doing that. This is how you create these transgenders. They usually have a twisted relative that for some reason or other hates the opposite sex, and they get a young child, and it may be a niece or a nephew, or it may be their own child, and they start dressing them up like little girls, and they start showering all this attention on the child. And the child, of course, loves the attention and associates good things with dressing up as a little girl, and that's how they turn them into transgenders. And then you get these sick, twisted teachers that think that they should deliberately confuse the gender roles and have gender-neutral teaching, gender-neutral toys. It's all of this that adds weight to these hormone disruptors that we have in the environment that is causing this. And nobody's doing anything to stop it. They're just doing all they can to encourage it, like these crazy foster parents. The younger child was taken to school dressed as a girl, despite teachers expressly asking the foster couple to put him in boys' clothing. So the school was quite sensible. The parents at the centre of the case, which came to light in a court judgment released last week, also had a third child in their care who had gender identity issues. Now, this is not a coincidence. Transgenders make up 0.0001% of the population. You don't get 3 transgenders in a foster family unless something's been done to cause that. The chances of that happening by accident are billions to one. The couple, known only as CP and TP, were investigated by Lancashire County Council's social services. Now, there's a surprise, because the social services are usually encouraging this. The social services will actually take children away from families for not affirming their new transgender identity. But social services actually kicked up about this amidst accusations that the parents had manipulated their child's gender and risked causing them significant emotional harm. The council initially wanted 5 children who were living with the couple taken into care, but last Friday the couple were exonerated by a High Court judge who praised them as good parents and attuned and careful. How can a judge say that when 3 of the children that are in their care have suddenly developed gender dysphoria? You have to assume that they were perfectly fine before. They may have had issues due to abuse, and that's why they were fostered. But the issues to do with that abuse, these foster parents are supposed to be helping to fix, not encouraging. Mr. Justice Williams said the evidence from almost all sources of how the children are prospering in the care of CP and TP provides very powerful support to the contention that CP and TP are good parents. So just because the kids are healthy, they're not being beaten up, there isn't any physical damage, he thinks they're prospering. They're not prospering if they are confused about their identity. If they're confused about their gender, then they're not prospering. They're actually going to have a hell of a life to deal with. Life is going to be hell for them once they start getting to puberty and realizing just what's being done to them. The judgment provides further insight into the couple who had been foster carers for 16 years. 2 of the 5 children who were the subjects of the court proceedings were their natural children, and 3 were fostered. The youngest natural child, known only as R, now 13, transitioned from male to female at the age of 7. At the age of 7, this child should have been taken away from this family. All the children should have been taken away. There's no way that they should have been allowed to foster children when at the age of 7 they are deciding that somebody needs to be dressed up as the opposite gender. The foster parents took immediate steps, this is at the age of 7, to legally give her a new gender identity and changed her name by deed poll and got a new passport. But R remained unhappy and told a member of staff at her school a few months later that she did not think life was worth living, the judgment reveals. Yeah, this is supposed to prevent them from getting depression, isn't it? Encouraging the delusions and encouraging them to pretend that they are the other gender, that's supposed to cheer them up, isn't it? Well, no, of course, it doesn't. They're more likely to commit suicide after they've had operations and hormones and realise the damage that they've done to themselves. Shortly after R transitioned, a boy known as H was fostered by the family. By January 2016, at the age of 3, he was being dressed in girls' clothes, it said. So obviously, maybe this child saw all the attention that the older child was being given for dressing in girls' clothes, and he obviously does the same, and of course then he gets all the attention. Foster mother TP reportedly told a teacher, "Here's another one for the Tavistock Clinic," the court papers disclose. And of course, the Tavistock Clinic is where these transgender children are being sent to, where they're then given hormones, a totally experimental treatment that they have no idea what the results of it are going to be. They block the hormones that they should have, which they use very, very potent cancer medication to do. And then they give them the hormones of the opposite gender. Nobody knows what the results of that are going to be. We do know that sterility is one of them. So they're preventing them from ever being able to have children by doing this. The following year, when H was 4, he started school, and the judgment stated the school requested H attend in a boy's uniform. However, in September, H came in a girl's uniform. It was later found that a third child fostered by the couple had also experienced gender issues while staying with them. Last July, Lancashire Council began proceedings to remove all 5 children from the couple over concerns that they had acted in a precipitate manner in relation to perceived gender dysphoria. However, the council withdrew its attempts for reasons that remain unclear. I wonder if the council withdrew their attempts because they were worried that they would be sued for not affirming the child's new transgender identity, which is why the doctors are too frightened to diagnose anything else or even suggest that this might be another problem, because they can be struck off for not affirming the transgender. Last Friday, Mr. Justice Williams, based in the Family Division of the High Court in London. Of course, this is the family courts, notorious, absolutely notorious for enacting the most horrific judgments, taking children away from their rightful parents and ignoring all evidence that comes from the father. The father's not even allowed to give evidence. And if he does, it's just treated as if it's not truthful, even though it's a witness that has sworn to tell the truth. The family courts permitted the council to abandon the litigation it had initiated. When ruling on the case, Mr. Justice Williams claimed that the evidence from all sources of how the children are prospering in the care of CP and TP provides very powerful support to the contention that CP and TP are good parents. How can you say they're good parents when 3 children are confused about their gender that have come from them? One of them says life is not worth living. And this is after they have started dressing him in girls' clothes, not before. A supposed gender expert, Vicky Pastoriski of Harley Street, insisted the children's gender dysphoria did not result from interpersonal influence or environmental interference and was not caused by the parents. Well, she would say that, wouldn't she? She would say that because they're trying to claim that this is all entirely natural, and it can't be natural that you have 3 of them within the same family. It cannot be a natural biological thing to happen. Mr. Justice Williams said Miss Pastorisky, who I bet is also a trans activist, since she's a supposed gender expert, and all these experts are activists. Just think of the so-called far-right activists that are members of Hope Not Hate and Antifa groups. Mr. Justice Williams said Miss Pastorisky had made compelling rebuts that made it overwhelmingly obvious that neither of the children have suffered or are at risk of suffering significant emotional harm arising from their complete social transition to females occurring at a very young age. I mean, where do they get that from? Where are the studies to show that? There aren't any studies because they've only just started doing this with young children. One of these children is 4 years old. They started doing this when they were 3 years old. He said the lives of the family should now proceed on the basis that those concerns were comprehensively dispelled as a result of the inquisitorial process that has been undertaken. Why isn't there any reporting here from people that have made mistakes with this? Because there are so many people that really regret having taken this direction in their lives, that have ended up cutting their genitals off, making themselves sterile, making themselves suicidal. There's no reports of anybody talking about that here. There's just reports of this gender expert who clearly supports this. There's no balance to it at all. Mr. Justice Williams said, I observed during the course of the hearing that issues relating to gender identity and the medical understanding of such issues is complex and developing. So he's admitting there that he knows this is all just one big experiment. So how is he allowing this foster parents to carry out this experiment on children that have been entrusted to them to care for? However, the judge ruling on the case claimed that the evidence from almost all sources of how the children are prospering in the care of CP and TP provides very powerful support to the contention that CP and TP are good parents. So just because the children happened to be happy at the time that the social worker went around there, they're apparently prospering. Even though they got no idea about the consequences of the course that they've been forced to take. These children have got no idea of the consequences of confusing their gender like that at such a young age, when they're completely asexual anyway, you know, have no idea about sexual matters. They act like there's no such thing as tomboys here or flamboyant boys. As I say, boys like to sniff flowers, young boys do. They like to pick flowers for their mother. They like to play with toys. It doesn't matter what toys they are. They like to dress up. It doesn't mean that they're confused about their gender. It just means that they're young children. There is a serious debate as to whether societal pressure can influence gender dysphoria and feelings of transgenderism in children. In August 2018, Brown University in the United States published but subsequently deleted a paper suggesting that societal pressures were one explanation for cluster effects in which multiple groups of children in a family or friendship group all suffer similar gender identity issues together at similar times, and that social media and YouTube might play a role as well. All traces of this paper were erased following complaints from trans activists. So all studies that are done that show that in actual fact this isn't natural, this is peer pressure, this is people rewarding people who claim to be trans with attention, all those sort of studies just get destroyed, forgotten about. They get memory hold because of these trans activists, because of the very person that Mr. Justice Williams spoke to as an expert in this case. Now, we had a story a while back about this happening in a school. And we'll revisit that because it does have some bearing on this case, where you've got three children within a family that suddenly all claim that they're transgender. Vulnerable and autistic pupils are being groomed into believing they are transgender, a whistleblower education veteran has said, revealing that 17 children at just one school are currently in the process of transitioning. Now, what this says is that if one of these children thinks that they are transitioning, they need to be taken out of school. They need to be taken out and quarantined to protect the other children from what's happening. We can't treat this as if it's just perfectly normal. It's a wonderful thing to happen. We should be celebrating it. We're destroying the lives of our children here. You know, there are other reports that kids are now feeling left out if they're not transsexual, because when you get one of these transsexuals in the school, one of these transgenders, they suddenly get all the attention. And the same happens with these kids that identify as lesbian or gay. They get all the attention from the teachers. And the rest feel left out. So, of course, they want to have some of what the cool, exciting, queer kid has. The vast majority of these 17 girls are socially awkward, and many with other mental health issues, who believe lesbians are uncool and who see their popularity soar when they start identifying as boys or as non-binary. And of course, this is in a girls' school, and this is girls saying that they're really boys rather than boys saying that they are really girls. And it seems that this is where the largest increase has happened, is in girls thinking that they're really boys. They have girls flocking around them like handmaidens because they look like pretty little boys, she said. They mirror teenage fantasies resembling pop stars like Justin Bieber. These trans kids actually become quite powerful in the school, added Carol, and that's an assumed name that she's given. This is the whistleblower, explaining that one of the ways in which pupils would exercise their newfound power is by policing the language of teachers and fellow students, claiming offence at the supposed misuse of pronouns or at insufficiently inclusive phrasing. So it's not just the attention that is showered on these pupils. It's also the fact that they get to boss the teachers around. They get to correct the teachers. Think of what an encouragement that is to people to claim to be trans, so they can boss the teachers around. She continues, I was discussing the topic of menstruation during a class recently and was called out by one of the pupils, who now identifies as a boy, for failing to say that boys can have periods too, she said. Of course they can't, and it sounds like a joke, but a lot of teachers are terrified of making a slip-up, the mother of one said, admitting that the fear of being dismissed from her job means she would not dare question whether a student could be mistaken over a newly adopted gender identity. And this is because it's all in their guidelines that they must reaffirm a child's gender identity and not question it. So the pupils are in the role of master, and the teachers are in the role of servant once they claim to be transgender. Recounting how she had spoken to distressed children presenting as trans who had told her, I was feeling very lost, but an older transgender student found me crying in the corridor and helped me understand who I truly am. The whistleblower likened the process to grooming. I think it's like an epidemic. These children get contaminated by it. They see what's going on, and it's another pupil in their class, and they become contaminated. And they think that they're trans as well, and if they identify as trans, they will get all the attention. They'll get all that power. They'll get a chance to be on the television talking about it. Half of the 17 trans pupils Carol has known had been diagnosed with autism, while the rest had definite signs of the condition, according to the Mail, which noted that one-third of all children referred to the Tavistock Clinic, Britain's National Health Service for children presenting with gender identity issues, have strong autistic traits, well above the national average. But of course, you can't suggest that this might actually be autism. That might be the problem, because the doctor will be struck off, because that won't be reaffirming the child's identity. The whistleblower said, if a child genuinely has gender dysphoria, then of course they should get all the love and support that they need. But I believe that autistic children who are not transgender are being exploited by the transgender lobby. They are being brainwashed into believing they are transgender. I'm now so alarmed by the force of the transgender agenda that I'm not sure how much longer I can go on for, as I can no longer be honest with the students. Everybody is terrified because of political correctness, terrified to do the right thing and speak up about this because of this transgender lobby. There's been people that have, or academic people that have tried to challenge some of these transgenders on social media, on Twitter and on Facebook, and the police have gone around there and arrested them. A mother with two children of her own was arrested in front of her children just for questioning this transgender craze, referring to somebody as a man who is quite clearly biologically a man. We haven't even begun to discuss the sports issue here and the attraction of being able to win at sports, the attraction of being the fastest runner in the girls at the school, or the world wrestling champion, or the world weightlifting champion, or the world cycling champion, which have all been taken by transgenders recently for women. We haven't even got into that. I mean, this is just insanity. I mean, we talk about clown world, but there's no other word that you can have for it. And it's not clown world that it's funny. I mean, this is hideous what's being done to our children. It's terrible. It's horrific that this can go on. Foster children can be taken from their real family and handed over to crazed liberals that want to deliberately change their gender and mess their identity up in their heads. I mean, if that had been done by the parents before, maybe, then the role of these foster parents is to put that right. We need to be putting this thing right, not encouraging it. And we are encouraging it. Just look at the explosion in it. I mean, the number of kids now identifying as trans, it's thousands of times what it was a couple of years ago. And nobody's questioning why this is. Nobody is saying, well, why is it that we've got thousands of kids confused about their gender? They're saying, oh, isn't it great? Isn't it wonderful? They feel comfortable enough to come forward and say it now. Not, this shouldn't be happening. We need to be doing all we can to prevent it. Well, we'll continue to discuss it here at Radio Aryan, and we'll continue to do all we can to get other people to stand up and speak about it and inform the parents that listen to us that this is not natural. And the real causes of it are these hormone disruptors and the encouragement of it in our mainstream media and in our schools. And if you want to keep your child safe from being groomed into transgenderism, then you need to be homeschooling them. That's the option. Most of the countries in Europe, you can still homeschool your children, and that is the best thing to do, I think. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.